Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. For the next few podcasts, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber is going to join me in answering questions that people have submitted about prayer. At Harvest, we are trying to grow as a house of prayer, and these are important issues. Pastor Jerry, are you ready for this?
Well, Liz, what would you say if I said I was not ready for this?
That makes me nervous.
I guess I'm ready. I'm excited about it. There are some interesting questions. I've looked over them. So let's do it.
Okay. So here's the first question we are going to tackle. When prayers go unanswered for years and they are aligned with God's word, for example, salvation for a family member, and it seems to get worse, it's hard not to become discouraged. Any guidance to help pray without ceasing and not to grow weary in unanswered prayer?
Well, that really is a great question. And in some ways, I think maybe a lot of people have that question, because I think that's a very common issue that we face as Christians. Anybody who's been a Christian for any amount of time has experienced that. I have seen some answers to prayer, some things that I know definitely God has answered, but there are also things that I'm praying about right now that haven't happened. You know, I haven't seen an answer, and there's situations. So whoever submitted this question, I feel you, and you are you're hitting on something very, very important. It's interesting to me too that we're tackling this question on the very same week that just did a sermon on Sunday about persistent prayer from Luke 18, and I might allude to that in my answer. So I think, as I've thought about this question, I think there is a corporate responsibility as part of it and individual responsibility. So in other words, as we think to answer the question, I don't think it's all on the individual. So let's start with the corporate. So in other words, what can we do for each other to help answer this question? I think I'd love to see us grow in that way in regard to prayer, regardless. You know, we think very individualistically in the West, sometimes maybe we're doing really well spiritually, and then sometimes we're not. And where do other Christians come in on this? Well, they come in on helping us pray. They come in on helping share answers to prayer. Somebody sent me an email, several people an email. I was on the list a couple of weeks ago, and it was somebody that had been prayed for a long, long time. This very thing, it was somebody who was not a believer, and multiple people had been praying for this person. And then the person sending the email said, "Hey, thanks everybody for praying. I just want to share, you know, such and such happened," and they became a believer. Mm-hmm. And just hearing that really was helpful. Not just something you read about, but somebody that you see regularly. Oh, yeah, they prayed and it was years, and now look what's happened. So I think corporately we share praises with each other, and I think that really helps. At an individual level, I guess I would make just some recommendations. Again, I'm making these recommendations as a fellow traveler. I'm not making them as somebody who has arrived and like, oh, well, that's not my problem, because I struggle with that too. But I think focusing on God's character is really, really important. It's really easy to focus on the unanswered request, you know? Mm-hmm. And you think, oh, well, you know, where is it ever going to happen? I see you shaking your head. Can you relate to that, Liz?
Yeah.
And you think our listeners might be able to relate to it.
I think we all have those unanswered prayers that we wish and hope that would be answered, but maybe there's fruit in it that we don't see that God's behind the scenes doing that we don't know the full answer to, but he does.
Right. Yeah. And if we focus on who he is, so that's Luke 18. Luke 18, of course, is the story. I won't preach the whole sermon again. You can listen to that on another podcast. But it's the story of the unjust judge, this judge that a widow comes to him and he doesn't fear God. He doesn't care about people. And she just bugs him. She just keeps coming and coming and coming. And finally he goes, okay, well, she's wearing me out, so I'll answer. Well, and then the writer asks the question, in contrast to that, will not God give justice to his chosen one? So it's a big it's a big contrast. The judge has no relationship with the widow, and he doesn't care about her, but he just finally gives in. God's not like that. God does have a relationship with us. God does want us to pray. He wants us to keep coming to him. And so this very passage, Luke 18, that Jesus told this story so that people would pray and not lose heart, was about the contrast that God is not like that. God cares about us. So I think just continuing to remind ourselves about who God is, and that helps us pray. Another thing that's helpful is reading biographies of Christians from the past. That is one of my favorite types of Christian reading. We can learn so much from the people that have gone before us, and they often tell us a lot about prayer. For instance, George Mueller, the Christian social reformer from the Victorian era, wrote about an account. He started in November of 1844 praying for the conversion of five people, and he prayed. He said he prayed for them every day, regardless of where he was, and it took 18 months before the first one became a believer, and then he kept praying for the others. Five more years went by. The second one became a believer. He kept going on like this. And 36 years later, he wrote that the two who had not yet become converted that happened to be sons of his friends were still not converted. And he said, but I hope in God, I pray on and look for the answer. They're not converted yet, but they will be. And then in 1897, 52 years after he began to pray, those two actually were converted to Christ after Mueller died. So that's a very helpful thing for us to do, is to read accounts like that in Christian biographies. And any other books about prayer? We have books, a library here at Harvest that people can check these books out for free. And we even, during the 40 days of prayer, have a table out with, you know, books, E.M. Bounds, Jim Cimbala, Daniel Henderson, people like that. And then I guess the last thing I would say is to just meditate on prayer promises from the Scripture. So much of life comes down to, do we really believe God? And we look out and see certain things, and that might say one thing to us, whereas God is saying something else. And that can be true in our prayer life. It's like, oh, I know God is good. I know God wants to save this person. I know this and that, and yet I don't see it happening. Well, just let the Word be what controls our mind and our thoughts and our hearts, because it's a spiritual battle. You know, the enemy doesn't want us to pray, and he'll put doubts in us, and you couple that with our normal human weakness, and then we've got a lot of opposition there. So I think focusing on Scripture will be good. So thanks for that question, Liz, and we'll look forward to doing some more podcasts on this.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out about how you can donate to support the podcast.